Good day to you on this Tuesday, January 22nd. The inauguration is over. Thank heavens.
It was long. The whole day, did you notice?
Yeah, it was like never can say goodbye.
It was like the inauguration, then a luncheon, then a parade, then a party.
$400 million, most of it footed by the taxpayer, 160, I think. Or is that the right number? I've seen a number of different figures. I've actually started reading, Jennifer. You've taught me. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the news from our vantage point, our take on the news, top topics, latest news around the country, not political, but and most of it we can find some wrinkle in it that's kind of fun. The inaugural, this is the hottest, the most watched video from the inauguration by far has been Mrs. Obama rolling her eyeballs at the luncheon. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
There you go. Check that out. She, apparently, Boehner and her husband were having a conversation. They were leaning. She was eating, and Boehner was leaning over, and the two of them were talking behind her about something, and they both chuckled, and she rolled her eyeballs. And so all of the right-wingers think, oh, you said something that was rough, rough, rough. When, in fact, apparently it was just some kind of a silly joke, and that's how that was what she was really reacting to. But the people on both sides, taking any opportunity to just take shots. When there are those who are working fairly hard at trying to include everybody in, I'm not sure that was the message yesterday, but at any rate, a lot of the videos and the news stories, the puffery, the overindulgence, I thought the most interesting story, that was Mrs. Obama's rolling her eyeballs, most interesting video. Most interesting story yesterday is one that's been fairly well buried by the conventional news media. What do you think it is, Jennifer? What story, reflecting, if you will, on the last 4 years, has been most, you know, in recent memory, I have not seen a story buried, and there have been some pretty good stories buried lately.
You know, I saw Zero Dark Thirty last night,
Did you?
I was thinking, yes, I watched, I had a screener.
What did you think of it?
I was watching. It was good. It was a little too long, though.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Way too long, actually.
Yeah.
But
it tells a story. It's okay.
And a little disjointed. I don't know. Maybe it was my copy that was hard to understand. But I was thinking about that kind of thing. And, you know, what I think is interesting is the lack of response. So probably the most recent thing I think is buried is the Benghazi thing. Now, I don't think it's been buried in the case that we've been trying to get Hillary Clinton to testify. But I feel like those are four Americans that died, and we really haven't done much to try to find who did it. So I'd say that's the most recent burial of his story.
Meanwhile, before we get to that, you brought up something that may be interesting to some people, the red carpet treatment for those big Golden Globe celebrations and Oscar celebrations and things here in Hollywood. There was a lot of that going on in terms of what the women were wearing at the inaugural and on their way to the inauguration, the inaugural balls, Mrs. Obama's red dress.
I thought she looked pretty.
Yeah, she looked fine. Mrs. Clinton's longer hair, that she looked fine. But here's the most compelling. All right, so we're looking at compelling things. And if you have some things you'd like to share that you thought were compelling about the inauguration yesterday, 888-302-3684. What I got the biggest sort of chuckle out of was when Jimmy Carter introduces the 39th president. He comes down, shakes hands with people, and sits down. And he and his wife are sort of fussing about what seat they're going to take. And then a few minutes later when Bill Clinton is introduced and he comes down, if you didn't see this video, go back and get it and look at it again. The two of them despise each other.
Really?
That is Clinton and Carter.
You can see it?
Could you see it? Mrs. Clinton gives Jimmy Carter a hug and a warm greeting. When Jimmy Carter looks at Bill Clinton and he looks at him, they just go, they sort of shook each other's hand and then both look away instantly. Watch it and see what you take away from it.
There's actually a picture on Facebook, too, speaking of those little, you know, private moments that people probably didn't realize that you'd see. But there's a picture of Kelly Clarkson going to sit down and you can see Bill Clinton kind of peeking his head out watching
her. Of course.
That's all over Facebook and social media.
Yeah. And he doesn't change. So anyway, the story that's been buried by the news media is the fact. This is all the rest of the stuff is all, like, you know, okay, so much hooey, other than the fact that the taxpayer wasted hundreds of millions of dollars for something that wasn't necessary. And by the way, I've heard expressions by both people who are the left and the right getting a hold of this and completely, if not discouraging, but dissing the fact that this kind of money was spent on something that was not a little unnecessary, but totally, completely unnecessary. Oy, man. And why this is not something that has taken on a mainstream approach where more and more people are talking about it, but yet not being covered in the media. All right, so here's the one that's buried, though. Mm-hmm. The you know what the unemployment rate was when Obama took office in January of 2009?
No.
7.8%.
Okay.
You know what the unemployment rate is in America today?
It's 10, isn't it?
No. 7.8%.
Really?
It's exactly
I thought it was higher than that.
No, it's gone back and forth. But 7.8, 7.9. A little under 8%. But one thing, I think, I find it astounding that when there was so much focus on supposedly fixing it, we'll get it down to 6%. It's been up as high as 10 during the administration, then came back down again. But it's exactly the same now as it was 4 years ago. I just find that to be astounding, frankly. Mm-hmm. Am I the only one who thinks that? 888. What?
That he is a little Teflon-y, and that things.
Well, Clinton was. And
yeah, I mean, a lot of
Reagan
good,
was.
And actually good presidents. Yeah, Reagan was a Teflon. But it seems that no matter what kind of thing comes up for him, there's always a way around it. Which is interesting.
Well, that's it. They get to be wormy. They get to be experts at all that stuff. They don't take credit for anything unless they find it to be good for them. And that's true, I think, of all politicians, even if it's the mayor. 888-302-3684. And politicians are the same, by the way, worldwide. Look at Hugo Chavez and what he's getting away with in Venezuela. He's not even in Venezuela. He's in Cuba running his country because his health isn't good. But he's running Cuba. In Cuba, he's running Venezuela. I find it that's really interesting because a lot of people don't like him with good reason. He's not. Yeah, it's like the democracy that was Saddam Hussein. Vote for me or I'll shoot you.
Love that choice.
Pretty easy to vote for the guy who wins if that's the alternative. 888-302-3684. Connects with us here on Good Day. Jennifer Horn, jennifer@dougstefan.com and doug@dougstefan.com. Get rid of the stains on your teeth with power swabs. This product. Now, we've gotten a lot of people excited about it because now folks are really figuring out, hey, this actually works. Amazing. What a concept. As a person on the radio talks about something. I've tried it. And guess what? It works. An advanced combination of a detergent based on coconut oil. The swabs are designed to quickly and safely remove the surface and subsurface stains on your teeth. Power swabs, scientifically formulated to deliver the optimal amount of power to efficiently whiten your teeth safely with no sensitivity. You need to clean up your act. And here's the best and smartest way to look good in this new year of 2013 without breaking the bank. The product is called Power Swabs. Tested in clinics around the country, whitening system that removes stains, and what's more, it's so easy. No trays, no strips. You don't have to sit around for an hour or so, and then when you're all done, have sensitive gums. Nope. You just swab this product on your teeth, and they can be whiter in as little as 5 minutes. 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades whiter in 7 days, or your money back. Power Swabs. Call 800-865-7602 and do it now while you're thinking about it. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen and you'll save 50% off the retail price of Power Swab. So that's a deal. Clean up your teeth, save 50%, get a guarantee. Man, oh man, get to the phones right now. 800-865-7602. People will be talking right away about how good you look. in the new year. Power swabs for your teeth, 800-865-7602.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free, free, free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Somebody just called and said this wasn't an open forum. If it's not an open forum, what is it? 888-3-2-20. One of them is, it says I do the number too quickly. 888. Three eights together. 302. Got it? And then
302.
A 6, an 8, and a 4 together. 3684. All right? That's the new Doug Steffen.
302 Doug, right? If
yeah.
You like to spell
that's
it out.
Good. Yes, I do. So this gentleman said that the unemployment numbers I gave were misleading. Okay. For 100 years, I would say this, if I'm still doing this when I'm 100, and it is, I thought, a given. Most people know that those numbers aren't right. I'm just using a stat the government came out with. The number, the really bottom line number with unemployed is like between 12 and 14 million, because when people get off the dole, they're not reported any longer, so the number, of course, isn't right. Never right. It's all fudged by the government. Hello?
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Vice President Joe Biden was also sworn in for his second term today. Yeah. Okay. Biden swore on a Bible to uphold the Constitution and to, quote, keep doing whatever it is I do. I don't know if you saw this. During the inauguration, a teenage boy was spotted flirting with Malia Obama. Did you see that? Yeah. At this moment, the boy's being flown to a remote location in Afghanistan. Just shutting out the door. He has a parachute.
You know, that's one thing about the inauguration yesterday. I forgot to mention it. If you're just joining us, Jennifer and I are going through, as we usually do during this hour, our take on the news of the day. The inauguration certainly captured lots of attention on the social media stage. One of the most interesting things was remembering what the two daughters looked like in the inaugural 4 years ago, and how they have grown.
They have grown.
Wow.
And they're really cute. I mean, they're cute
kids. Yeah, they're
kids.
Cute kids. One of, which one I remember was yawning. Did you see that? No. She was yawning during the inaugural speech.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought that was pretty funny. So a lot of things. You can't get away with anything anymore because there's always a camera on you from some angle, one way or the other. It'll show up on social media someplace. 25 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. One of the things that's pretty interesting, if you're following along on Twitter, at Harbowl, H-A-R-B-O-W-L.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, there is some reference to the Super Bowl as Harbaugh Bowl.
Right, I told you about that yesterday.
I don't remember you calling it Harbowl.
Yeah,
that's
what people are calling it now because these two brothers are facing off against each other. Both are coaches, one for the 49ers and one for the Ravens.
Wouldn't you like to be in the at a family dinner now, and the cousins talking to each other about what their fathers? What do we know about the family lives of these two guys? Anything? And how
I don't know
along?
Too much. Michael may know a little bit more because I'm definitely a football fan, a novice.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't know anything about them. Michael, what do you know about the Harbaugh brothers, their families?
Sons of another coach.
Really?
Yep.
A professional
family.
Coach or a college, high school
He's
coach?
He's a college coach.
He still is?
No, I think he retired.
Ah. Wow, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
What's going to happen. I mean, the thing is, they've faced off once before, and the Ravens won. So, you know, the 49ers are going to either want to be out to even the score, or it's going to be a lot of bragging, I think, going on.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting. That'll be a good human side to this story when there'll be a lot of concentration on other things, not only the point spread, the advertising, but lurking below the surface is the continuing discussion about the health of the players, especially their mental health, what happens when they get hit hard. I saw a video of some, was it last weekend or the week before, but somebody got really, really hurt by being hit so hard. You're putting your life in your hands when you play this game. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Going back to, Super Bowl 18 in Tampa, the Raiders beat the Redskins 38-9. Anybody remember that? This is also the anniversary of Super Bowl 23 in Miami.
It used to be that the Super Bowl was always in January, and now they've added that extra week, so the Super Bowl is always my birthday weekend.
More
always.
Plugging away at it, in essence.
Yeah.
Right? It's just another big promotion. Anyway, so in Super Bowl 23, 49ers beat the Bengals 20-16. That must have been a pretty good game, the fact that it was that close, in essence. So here's something else that happened. Looking back in history, the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court struck down state laws that had restricted abortions during the first 6 months of pregnancy. And if you talk about a divider, is there anything else in our country that's been more divisive than Roe v. Wade? The heated debate continues, and it just seems, I don't know. Isn't it time for us to move on to get to some new stuff, folks? 28 past the hour. Food for thought on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. No one likes to think about getting sick or injured on the road, but it pays to know what kinds of situations you could be facing. According to the U.S. Travel Insurance Association, most patients requiring medical transport fall into four categories: cardiac, respiratory, surgical, or orthopedic trauma. The CDC cites injuries as another major reason that travelers are taken back to the U.S. by air medical transport. And if you have a medical emergency, you're usually taken to a local hospital first to be stabilized. The size and equipment on air ambulances varies, depending on what you need, but operating one of those can cost upwards of $3,000 an hour. Then if you need further care and you have a medical evacuation plan or membership, they have their own physicians who consult with the ones on the ground. My advice is to look for a program that lets you make the final call on whether you should be evacuated and repatriated to a hospital and doctor of your choice, not theirs. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With memberships starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices, like when you buy a 10-ream case of OfficeMax multi-use paper for $46.99 using your MaxPerks card, you get $42 back in MaxPerks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax, but don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. MaxPerks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Good day program at 33 and change past the hour. Doug and Jennifer with our take on what's going on today. This is the anniversary of Mary Bono, the winner of Sonny, the widow.
I was going to say.
Well, she was a winner. She announced that she'd run for the seat held by her husband, representing Palm Springs in that area.
Yes,
she stayed in Congress for a long time. She got beaten by a Hispanic this past time around, I think, didn't she? If I remember correctly. Yeah, I think she was.
I don't know. Yes. I know that I wasn't she a congressperson when she died?
She's not dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sonny Bono.
Her husband. Yeah, right.
She became after he died is what I'm trying to get at, right? It's just taking a minute. It's early for me.
But I know.
She became after he died.
She took
she became
over.
The congressperson, and now right. She's not. You're right.
She was appointed. She got beaten by.
But just this last time around, I think, is when she lost.
She was there for a long time.
Yeah.
All right. So Katie Couric is going to have the first interview with Manti Te'o.
Wait, who?
Yeah.
Who?
Is that how his name is pronounced?
Manti.
Mm-hmm. Manti.
It's hard to say, especially when you're saying it in a sentence. It's hard to get it all right.
Right.
But yeah, everybody's wondering how she scooped Oprah, because I guess Oprah was hot and heavy for him, too.
Yeah. So one of the questions I would ask, everybody says, oh, what do you think she should ask? I would ask, who cares? That's what I'd ask.
A lot of people. I think there's a lot of curiosity about what, because the story is so big and so convoluted. And
it's very,
it is,
yeah,
and that's why I think you need someone to, like him, who was
straighten
in it,
it
to
out.
Take you through and what actually happened, or at least from his perspective.
So you happened. Understand it.
A little bit. And you know what? And I think I mentioned this to you before. There is a TV show on MTV that I am. I know it's on MTV and I'm probably too old to be watching.
No, it's
but
okay.
But it's called Catfish. Have you heard about it?
You know, interesting. Meredith and I were talking about this last night.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me if I knew anything. When she described it to me, I thought it was something about catting around.
This is one of the most riveting shows on TV.
Apparently it is, because she's not a big TV person. And she asked me if I knew anything about it. It's some kind of internet dating thing.
Well, what happens, and it's funny because I came across it in November, and
really?
I'll remember it clear as day. I was just, you know, I had the TV on in the background, wasn't paying attention. I was getting ready. It was my dad's birthday party weekend, so I had tons of stuff going on. And I was getting ready, and I was doing a million things, and that TV sucked me in, and I was sitting right on the edge of my bed watching it for a full hour what happened.
Yeah?
It's this guy. His name is Neve, and he was in love with a woman online for 2 years, and he tried to meet her a few times, but she always had something else going on. And so he was friends with I guess his brother was a camera guy. And so his brother said, this is kind of a great story. You guys are in love. You want to get married. Let's go surprise her and meet her. We'll do it on camera. Well, when they get there, the lady is definitely not who she said she was. She didn't have the same job. She looked completely different. I mean, just, and she was embarrassed about it because she was she obviously had feelings for this guy, but she was afraid he wouldn't accept her as she was. So they didn't end up having a romantic relationship, but they did end up having a friendship, and it was all chronicled on film. And so they released this movie called Catfish, and it became an internet sensation. It was huge.
Yeah.
So fast forward now to MTV, where he now helps people every week do the same thing, because there's a lot of people now with technology that have relationships that have never met each other.
Right.
And
well, isn't that what the Teo thing is all about?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why, to me, this is kind of interesting, because it is exactly like something that they would try to investigate on Catfish. And what they do is they go to whoever wants to meet the other person. They go to their house. They get the information. Then they do some preliminary research online. They search for some images and see if it looks like it's on the up and up. And if it's not, they tell you. And then they ask you if you still want to try to meet the person, which everybody does.
Yeah.
And there have been cases when women think that they're talking to men and they're actually talking to other women. I mean, just...
And men talking to men, too.
Yes. And then there was one where a girl was just doing it as a mean prank, who was because she wanted to keep her away from her boyfriend, so she made up a guy to keep her busy. I mean, just...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
very... The way they do it is just... It gets you every time. It sucks you right in.
All right. Speaking of things that are different, thank you, Jennifer, for that. That explains a lot. I looked at a picture yesterday morning of Barack Obama when he was sworn in on the event was 4 years ago, 2009.
He's a little grayer now,
and
isn't he?
A picture of him. Not only is he grayer, but a lot of his skin has changed dramatically.
Hmm.
Not only the wrinkles are obvious and the circles under his eyes, and that sort of thing happens to all presidents, but the blemishes on his skin, everything seems to be more pronounced now. But he looks so much older after.
Is he still smoking, or did he quit? I don't hear much about that.
I think he's still smoking. I think that's what the gum was about yesterday. The gum.
Oh,
chewing.
He was chewing gum?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See, I didn't get to see much of it because I actually, as soon as I got off the air with you here, I ran to my day job over at CRN, and I had to get on the air there right away. So yeah. I was watching the inauguration with no volume, and I was just peeking on commercial breaks. I'd turn and look. So I didn't get to see too much of it.
Yeah, I think I just find it very interesting to look, no matter whether you like the job that he's done or not, we can all find a lot to be desired, I think, in what he's doing, or most people can. But anybody who gets involved in that in that whole thing, it is a rhubarb, and at the end you hope you come out of it so that you're like Jimmy Carter and you can write and live as you want to. He has not chosen to cash in. Bill Clinton has cashed in, worth about $190 million now, how many years since he's been, 12, 13 years since he was president?
Mm-hmm.
Done. It really is, though. I have reservations about electing somebody who's young to the office, because I don't think they're experienced. I think Obama's biggest problem is his lack of experience and lack of understanding and lack of tolerance for people who have different points of view than he does.
And he didn't have a lot of government experience before he
went
in.
He didn't have much of any. I mean, he was an organizer, and that's how he got elected to the Senate. He didn't show up and vote in many of the issues that were important during his term. He was there 1 year. One term. Remember when Nancy Skinner, who was associated with this program at the time, ran against him? They ran together in the Senate campaign. Pretty interesting how that all shook out. It was a little insight into how it all works.
If you're going to lose to someone, though, losing to the future president of the United States does make you feel a little better.
Yep. All right, let's talk about social media here and what's going on, some of the topics that you're following, the trends in the general blogs and generally on Twitter and Facebook, and then what we're doing, because we ask questions that oftentimes are related to something that's going on, a lot of people are talking about, but with a different twist. So what's our twist today?
Our twist today is actually a very poignant question that you had yesterday that you just kind of threw out there. And it was, if you could talk to President Obama today before he settles into term number two, what would you want to tell him? So we got a few comments to that, which I will get to in just a second. But I thought it was funny because trending now, number one on Yahoo, is Sasha Obama yawning.
That's what I said.
Which I think is very funny. All right, so some of the things that you would like to tell President Obama, and again, this is kind of serious. I mean, a lot of people...
Is Sasha the older one or Malia the older? Which is the
Sasha's
older?
Sasha's older.
Sasha, she's the tall, good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the father, apparently there were some kids, you heard the joke, but there were some younger men who were sort of checking her out. You saw that in some of the video. It's pretty funny.
Hey, they're growing up, those girls, you know? Yeah, 4 years is enough time to block.
Four more years!
All right, so David would like to tell the president that if he thinks people are going to hand over their guns without a fight, he needs to wake up. Patrick said he wants President Obama to listen to the middle class this term.
I thought that's what they were all about. I thought that this was all about the middle classes.
Shannon said, stop being a kiss-m to other countries. Michael said, do that which you were sworn to defend, and that is your job. Bren said, don't get too comfortable. Michelle said, give all of the families the protection yours has. And
nonsense. What a ridiculous statement.
Well, we're just, you know what? Everybody has their rights.
I'm just throwing my two cents with on top of it. That's
Jana says, quit the blame game and start accepting some responsibility.
Yeah.
Carl said, instead of telling Congress they have to pay the debts they incurred, which were actually yours, quit trying to add more to it. Let's see. Carl said, the only thing I would tell him is that he hopes it's a short 4 years.
You think the last 4 years have gone by quickly? Seems to have gone by pretty quickly.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Paul said, I would tell him to defend and uphold our Constitution instead of trying to circumvent it every chance he gets. If he continues to trample the rights of the American people, his legacy will be that of a two-term tyrant.
Ryan said,
conservation of fuel is very important, so don't fill up Air Force One next time you fly across country. Elma said, don't get too comfortable. You're going to get impeached. Terry said, resign. Kevin said, good luck. Loretta said, stop being so arrogant. You are no better than the rest of us. Richard said, you can see where this is going.
Yeah, it's not a
fair. Richard said, you're fired.
We don't have a pro-Obama crowd listening to this.
Richard said, you're fired. I've seen less than great presidents, but he has taken the cake. It took 232 years for us to reach $8 trillion in debt, and in 3 years he managed to double that. That is incompetency gone to seed.
You know, may I interject something for a second?
Yes.
I watched just a tad of O'Reilly last night, and he said something that he had Woodward on. I thought it was very, very, very interesting. How can we go in such a short period of time, 31 years, 32 years or whatever it is, from Ronald Reagan and the euphoria the people felt about the country, the good the people felt about the country, to this, in terms of leadership and just, and he was shaking his head.
Everybody against each other.
I think there's a question. Yeah, there's a question there. Reagan was really, no, that's not true. Reagan and Clinton were a lot alike, frankly, let's face it. And they brought the country together. We felt good when they were presidents. And since certainly Clinton's been out of there, George Bush did a lot of destructive things, and Obama's done a lot more. And that's just kind of the way.
Well, to me, the turning point where our country just, we started infighting is 9/11. We started infighting after 9/11.
Yep, we did.
And so in that respect, the terrorists did win because they did cause us to kind of turn on each other, and that's too bad.
Yep. All right, so that's good.
Want me to continue? You done here? We can come back to some more of these.
Yeah, right. 888-302-3684 is the phone line. Email to Doug or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Our Facebook page is Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. The interesting news today is that actress Ashley Judd is fielding questions about a possible run for the Kentucky Senate seat. Mm-hmm. So she'd be representing Kentucky along with Rand Paul. Wouldn't that be an interesting combination?
Cute little thing, huh?
Very
I know.
Interesting combination. It's a 14 before the hour on the Good Day program.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet.
Oh, Badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-6531. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's covering the register while answering phones.
It's skipping breaks.
And it's eating lunch standing up.
You work hard to earn your money, so we put the power to keep more of it in the palm of your hand. With TurboTax, you can take a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and we'll import your information automatically. Just answer a few simple questions, hit e-file, and you're done. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Learn more at TurboTax.com. TurboTax mobile solutions work on select smartphones.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
All right, so the Good Day program here in the huffing and puffing department. The House of Representatives is going to vote today, is it today or tomorrow? I guess tomorrow, on an increase in the nation's debt limit. After all of that huffing and puffing, they're going to cave, so say some. But, you know, they'll turn it around or they'll try to turn it
around.
Wasn't
it a ploy, though, to get the Senate to do a budget? I think that's why they did it.
Yeah, they got
to... Because they have to do it to get the budget.
Right, they have to approve. The House and Senate has to approve the budgets, and the House can just say, nope, sorry, nope, sorry, nope. Sorry. Nope. So yesterday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, shoot 'em ups all over the place, including, I don't even know that I want to go here, except the social media is so focused on a lot of these shootings. There was one in New Orleans where five people were shot outside a grocery store. There was a policeman, I think it was Las Vegas, who shot his family and then himself. The violence continues in our country. And yet, the people producing these movies, we were talking about this before, continue to release movies that are so violent, so full of blood and gore and mayhem and massacres. It's like they don't know how to read the tea leaves. Somebody got to send them a box. Send Weinstein, the producer, a box of tea, will you? 51 after on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The Big Game Hunting Ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to tweak your technological tweeties, as it were.
I'll tweak my tweeties.
Tweak your tweeties there, baby. Technology today, Shelley Palmer here to discuss passwords. Shelley wants to talk with you about your passwords and a Google plan to make them more secure. I wonder in whose eyes who's going to benefit from this. We'll find out in just a moment here on Good Day.
All righty. Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix Radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
let's take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, 2013 may be known as the year that broke the password. We were continually hearing about a website, email server, or Twitter account that got hacked and ruined someone's day. Well, Google's had enough. In a report that will be published later this month, Google's security team looks into the future of passwords, and they're a lot more physical than you might think. The team has designed a USB-based Yubico login device that's being tested right now. The device will automatically sign you into Google after you plug it into your computer. This device opens up a whole world of possibilities, like having your phone when it's near a computer log you in automatically, or even a wearable ring that would let you log in by tapping your PC. While these options would make remote hacking far more difficult, physical security presents other issues. Lose your ring? Get your phone stolen? Better report it or find it quick. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it and other ways to protect your online identity.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max, but don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
It doesn't matter where you come from.
I am a home cook.
A professional chef.
Or what your skills are.
I came to show America that I can cook.
The only thing that matters is one blind taste.
We judge entirely on the taste before we get to meet you.
ABC starting tonight. A new competition with a real bite.
I love it.
Ugh. One spoon.
Oh, cook!
One chance.
There's no room for mistakes today.
One winner.
This was a food crime. Too long.
The Taste. Series premiere tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Story at DougStephan.com today, Jennifer, about a new smart refrigerator.
A smart refrigerator?
Yes. This new refrigerator is available, has a computer screen in the door.
I've seen these. They're cool, yeah.
The screen runs apps. These apps help you make grocery lists. The apps help you find recipes for whatever you have in your refrigerator. In other words, this app will know what you have in your refrigerator and will tell you how to cook it. Good God. Our poll today at DougStephan.com focuses on this smart refrigerator. Our question is, what do you think about it? When it makes your grocery lists and finds recipes for you, have we gone over the top? A, it sounds terrific. B, sounds expensive. C, sounds like one more piece of technology I'll constantly have to update. Or D, sounds like something I don't need. There it is.
I'd like it.
I want to ask that on our Facebook and Twitter pages.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Frank, can you read the grocery list back to me?
Sure. We got Samsung, Panasonic, Sony, LG.
I'm pretty sure I wrote ham, cheese, eggs, and asparagus.
Yep, that's what I said. Got it right here. What?
Big screen TVs on the brain. Get to Sears before the game. Save $200 on a 55-inch LG 3D LED TV, only $899.99. Plus, Shop Your Web rewards members get 250,000 in points. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 1/26/13. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to terms at shopyourway.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.